All right,
could they
Lee.
Be anything but?
Okay, Lee.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jerry in Pipton, Indiana. Hello.
Hi, Tom. This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, Tom. Love the show.
Thanks, Jerry. Now, are you in a car phone or
a
car?
Listen, Tom, thank God. I just wanted to say thank God for Dr. Heimlich.
Oh, he saved your life, huh?
Four times. Once was beef, once was bacon, once was veal, and once it was gum.
Why don't you try soup?
Excellent thought, Tom. Yeah, I live in Tipton. I'm hoping to move to Vancouver.
I hope you live long enough. Jeez.
Tom, this is your friend, Dave. I have a show at NBC. You were on the other night, and I just wanted to call to thank you and to congratulate you on your radio show. I got to go. I'm here in a stray bullet zone on the Deegan. I got to hit the road. Good night.
Very, very funny, huh? Letterman. Now, was he the first voice too? He was the whole thing. Oh, you're kidding. You know what's funny? Now it can be told, okay? And I hope Dave's got the radio on in his car. By the way, Dave, what are you doing driving around at 1 o'clock in the morning? You know, Letterman was going to call in the last hour and wish us a happy anniversary, which I don't care about, but the producers, they set this up because they think it's cute and it's great, okay? So now the hour goes by, the last hour, and Letterman never calls. We're trying to break up Pierre Fournet, the French chef, with a call from Dave Letterman, right? Which is kind of like putting your silverware in your garbage disposer. It fits that well. So now Letterman doesn't call. There's no call. And now they put up this guy, Jerry, in Pipton, Indiana, to congratulate us on 3 years on the air. And I'm saying for the whole hour, I'm saying to Deb in the control room, didn't you hear me say, I don't want to talk to anybody about the third anniversary, bump Jerry down. So we've been bumping this guy down for the whole hour. It's Letterman. We've bumped Letterman. Hey, turnabout is fair play, huh? He had his turn 9 years ago. Tonight I got mine. You know, these things happen. All right, let's wind it up here with, thanks, Dave. And by the way, Dave, you were very kind to me last night, and I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. I talked to Bob Morton, the producer of the Letterman show today. Where is the sweatshirt? A joke now. Dorothy in North Bergen, New Jersey. Hello.
Hello. Hi, there.
Sure won't.
No.
Good night, Sue.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jerry in Tipton, Indiana. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Helena.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Fine. You two are fabulous together.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Jerry.
You.
Listen, how about that Frank from North Carolina? What a loser.
What do you mean a loser?
Well, what was that? What was he trying to say?
Well, he said that he and his son went to the Dragon Show.
Oh, then it was all right. I misunderstood. I'm telling you, I'm exhausted. I'm just worn out.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it, Jerry. You know, try to get a hold of yourself.
Hope we're not keeping you up.
Business, and what with Halloween, it's gone crazy. Listen, Helen, any plans to tour or anything like that?
Well, you know, we do dates all the time. But
coming through Tipton, Indiana in the future, do you think?
Not anytime soon.
No, let's see. I'm going to be in St. Louis Friday and Cedar Rapids on Saturday. No, not upcoming.
Well, I've lived in Tipton all my life, but I'm hoping to move to Vancouver. Listen, Tom, how was the vacation?
Vacation was wonderful.
Now, I heard something that the police came to your house and you had like 25 cats. Is that true?
Not true.
Okay, I have six myself. All right, I'll jump off now. Bye-bye.
Okay, now wait a second, Jerry, before you go.
What's that?
Are you doing a new show tonight or is it a rerun?
I'm sorry?
Is it a new show tonight or is it a rerun?
Let me ask you something. Does it sound like I'm hanging up?
I think I know who that was, don't I, huh? We will continue with Ellen Reddy and her newest album, Feel So Young, right after these messages.
This is a story.
We are back with Helen Reddy. Now, the guy Jerry in Tipton, Indiana, we think is Dave Letterman.
I'd put money on it.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Dave called us for our anniversary, remember? Do we have that on tape? I guess it's still in New York. But he called from the freeway, and he made believe he was somebody else, and then he said he was Dave, which is why I asked him if he had a new show or a rerun. You know,
see, this is karma. This is karma in action. Remember that woman?
No, Dave Letterman.
No, but you know that woman who said that she was his wife and kept going out there and staying in his house?
Yep.
You see, this is what happened. That you see, that was karmic reward.
Now, Dave, you used to close for Dave, didn't you?
That's right, yeah.
He was your opening act.
Yeah.
How was he as an opening act?
He was very good. Well, look, you know, he's done well.
Well, yeah, I know he's done well, but that has nothing at all to do with how good he is. I mean, you know, he happened to be in the right place when I decided to leave, you know?
I see.
But no, he was a good opening act,
right? Oh, yeah, he's a funny guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Letterman calling, well, you know, he's out here in L.A., you know, doing the big Larry King special, so, you know, we get the radio phone
call. Oh, he's here in town now?
Yeah, doing the Larry King.
Do you think he's trying to take over this show?
He can have it, but not till I'm through. Anne in the Bronx, hello.
Actually, Helen's helped a lot of up-and-coming artists.
We are back.